For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
So let's open in prayer. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you have made us children of light. We are not of the darkness, we are children of light. And Father, I ask that this morning your presence and knowledge be known to everyone here in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Unto the upright, light arises in the darkness. Unto the upright, light arises in the darkness. I believe the Lord has a message for his people at this time of darkness across the planet Earth. And at this time, it is very, very important for God's people to be walking in the light of his word. Let me repeat that. At this time, it is very, very important for God's people to be walking in the light of his word. The Bible tells us that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We won't turn to that, but we know that that's the case, and that God's word is a very important part of our Christian walk. So that's something to take hold of straight away. Let's look at Ephesians 2, and we'll look at verses 11 to 13 first of all in Ephesians 2, because as I said before, if we are God's people, we need to take attention and have attention to the word of God, and we need to understand that there has been a work within us that has brought us into his glorious light, into light, out of darkness. We are now free people. We are now people that the Bible calls children of light. So let's first of all look at Ephesians 2, verses 11 to 13. And notice what it says here. In verse 11, wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time, what time? Before you were born again, at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. So it's by the blood of Christ, by that wonderful payment of the blood of Christ, we are made nigh. We are brought to be very close to God. Now the Bible says God is light. We're brought very close to God. We are now in Christ. We're not without Christ. And Christ is the light of the world. We are in Christ, not without Christ. We have a wonderful covenant, the new covenant. We are in spiritual Israel, the church. We're in the kingdom of God. We now have hope. We're no longer people with no hope. And we have God. We're no longer people without God. If we go across to Ephesians 5, we'll look at verses 6 to 18 of Ephesians 5 here. And we can see that there is a very clear comparison made in the scriptures between darkness and those of darkness and light and those of light. And those of light should not be people that are acting as though they have no hope, or as though Christ is not in their life, or as though they don't have a covenant. We should be acting as the children of light. And we can see this in this scripture as we go through it. So we're looking at Ephesians 5, starting from verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Now that's an important thing for our time, because there's a lot of vain words all around us, deceiving people, and the wrath of God is coming upon the children of disobedience about that. Okay? Verse 7, be not ye therefore partakers with them. So certainly we don't want to be involved with vain words or deception. Verse 8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So let's understand what this is saying. Ye were sometimes darkness. At that time when you were without God, without Christ, without covenant, what were you? You were darkness. You were in the darkness and your nature was darkness. But notice there's a change now that you're born again. It says, now are ye light in the Lord. Light in the Lord. If you were to see in the Spirit, you would see Christians as light. Some would be much more glorious than others, depending on their faith and word level. But you would see light, not darkness. And if you were to look around at the heathen in the Spirit, you would see darkness. Okay, so it's important for us to see this. Verse 8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Notice it says walk as children of light. So we walk as children of light because we have the Word of God that is shining a light onto our path, onto our ways. So we shouldn't be walking as though we're stumbling in the darkness, as though we don't know where we're going, as though we have no hope. But we have the Word of God, we take the Word of God, and we see hope in the Word. We see things that we can say, things that we can believe, things that we can take and walk in. Okay, so that we're doing the good works that God wants us to do, and created in Christ unto good works. So God is showing us the way we should be going. And regardless, that's regardless of the darkness all around us, regardless of the heathen, those without Christ, of the wicked, those without Christ, regardless of that, we are to walk as children of light. Let's continue on. Verse 9 says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have, this is important, verse 11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Okay? Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And we should be discerning people in terms of understanding what are good works that are fruitful and what are unfruitful works of darkness. Unfruitful works obviously are not going to produce fruit in the Lord, as we just read in verse 9, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. So the unfruitful works of darkness are going to be producing the opposite type of thing. Okay, so if you're dealing with people in the world, they don't want to see that you're, that is, the Lord doesn't want them to see nothing in you. They want, God wants them to see the light, because we are witnesses on the earth. We are people that are going to be walking as the children of light, okay, as children of light, children of light. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We have to answer that. Have to answer the words, the works of darkness. Reprove them. Verse 12, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. So this is part of walking as children of light. We reprove the works of darkness. We're not accepting them. We're saying, no, that's not right. That's not right. This is the way. This is the truth. Okay? This is the good thing that the Lord wants to show. Verse 14, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. What does Christ give? Light. Light. Where were we? We were in darkness, and we were darkness. What is Christ giving?
Light.
Light. Were we without Christ once? Yes. Before we were born again, we were without Christ. But now we're with Christ. And we have a covenant. Okay? So, Christ shall give thee light. 15. Seeing then that ye walk circumspectly, that is, you're aware of what's going on all around you, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. I think we understand, we should understand, that we're not living on a... we're living on a planet that is sinful. We're not living on a planet that is not fallen, okay? At the moment, the whole world lieth in wickedness, the Bible tells us. So there's much darkness all around us. So what counteracts that? But the light, isn't it? The children of light and the presence of light. And the more the word is glorified, the more light there will be. Praise God. Verse 17, wherefore be ye not understanding, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. What's the will of the Lord? What did Jesus say? He said that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay? The will of the Lord is for His word to be manifested as light in the earth. As light in the earth. And verse 18, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And it goes on from there. So we are people of light. We are people that are producing fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. We have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. And we are not people without hope, without God, without Christ. We are all without a covenant. We're not people that are strangers from the Commonwealth of Israel or from the church, the spiritual Israel. We're not strangers. We are now part of the family of God. Glory to God. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 2, verses 11 and 12. We just read there that we're not to be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Well, that understanding is that spiritual understanding that we need, illuminating us, inside us. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. It says, for what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Okay, so the Spirit of God. Think of that. The Spirit of God. Now, verse 12 is a real key. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now, there are things that are freely given to us of God, that come from God, freely given to us, made free by what the Lord Jesus Christ has done, that wonderful salvation He's provided, and we're in the covenant of promise. There are promises that are yea and amen to us. But we need to understand this. We need to make sure that there is a knowledge coming into our hearts so that we're not in the darkness thinking dark thoughts and saying, well, there is no hope and nothing's going to happen. But we acknowledge the Lord. We see that we are receiving from the Spirit of God the things that are light in this darkness. Can you see what I'm saying? The things that God wants to show us, wants to reveal to us. As it says there, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Notice that word know. God wants us to know things. He wants us to know the will of God. He wants us to know the Word. He wants us to know the way. Okay? We are not directionless people. We are not people that are stumbling around in the darkness. Have a look at Proverbs 4, verses 18 and 19. Proverbs 4, 18 and 19. So, this is a contrast to what we just read. God wants us to know what's freely given to us. Okay? He wants us to know things, to have spiritual understanding. He wants us to know the will of God. Now that's light coming into your life. That's light that is shining into your heart from the Word of God, from the Lord Himself. Christ has made unto us light. Proverbs 4, verses 18 and 19. Notice what it says here, starting from verse 18, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. But the way of the wicked is as what? Darkness. They know not at what they stumble. There's that word know again. They know not. So what does light do? It makes you know. Okay? The path of the just is as the shining light. What do we say about the path? How is it illuminated? The Word of God. Word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The Word of God. And the path of the just is as the shining light which shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So does that mean you get more and more knowledge? More and more light? Yes. More and more of the Word in you? More and more the glorification of the Word of God? Yes, all of that is yes. But you know, if you're without Christ, without God, without a covenant, and you're in the world, then you're of the world, you're in the category of the wicked, well, the way of the wicked is as darkness. We need to see this very clearly, that there is light and there is darkness. And much of what we're seeing in terms of all the actions and the unfruitful works of darkness is all centered around not knowing the truth and not understanding. And as it says there about the wicked, they know not at what they stumble. Okay. Now, if the wicked did know, they would understand that if they're battling against God and the things of God, they are automatically getting into very dangerous territory. Very dangerous territory. But obviously, they know not at what they stumble. The way of the wicked is as darkness. So we see the just and the wicked are compared. How are the just justified but by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? We know that. Look at Psalm 112, verse 4. Psalm 112, verse 4. So we've talked about our nature is as children of light. We've talked about the Word of God gives light. We've talked about we are light and that Christ gives us light. So we have light that is shining, and there's a path ahead of us that is shining in the darkness. And we as people of light cannot be people that are saying, oh, woe is me and woe is everything and it's all despair and I'm not going to be able to get by. We can't be people like that at all. We have to be people that are, as people in the category of the just, as people that are upright, as people that are children of God, understand our position and understand what God is doing. He is leading us, He is showing us the way, and we need to have a spiritual understanding, a spiritual knowledge of what's happening in the world and what's happening to us. Psalm 112, verse 4, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. So notice, unto the upright, that's you and me who are born again, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. Is the darkness too powerful and so powerful that it keeps back the light? No, no way, no way. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. That's talking about hope. That's talking about direction. That's talking about truth arising. That's showing the way ahead. And the darkness cannot stop it. Now Satan will do his very best to propagate his deceptive lies, his words, his vain words, very best. But you know, what God is searching for and seeking for are a people that walk as children of light and say, well, the darkness is not of me and is not of my life, and I am as a child of light going forward in light, and that's what I'm going to be concentrating on. Let me just repeat what I said right at the very beginning. At this time, it is very, very important for God's people to be walking in the light of His Word. Okay, at this time it is very, very important for God's people to be walking in the light of His Word. The light of God's Word. And unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. Okay, so there is, as we've said, darkness around us. The very fact that people are around us, there are many at the moment who are not born again, well, the Bible says they are darkness. Okay? They are darkness. And they're in the darkness. And they're stumbling in the darkness. That's the reality. That's the spiritual reality that we have to see. Look at Job 22. Job 22. And we'll look at verses 21 to 30 here. Job 22, 21 to 30. Now God has His people in the earth for a purpose. We are a people that must do what He wants done in the earth. There are things that God is wanting done, and He is leading and guiding His people and talking to His people, and His people have to be obedient to Him and His ways. Job 22, start from verse 21. It says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. That's a good scripture. Acquaint now thyself with him, with God, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. Now that's a good thing to do, that we must do, to put the word of God, and we'll receive it, and lay up the word of God into our heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. So what are we doing? We're going to the Almighty. We're returning to the Almighty. God is almighty. He's almighty over the darkness. Okay? Return to the Almighty. Thou shalt be, what, pulled down? Or no, it says built up. Built up. Thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Iniquity is darkness. Sin is darkness. Okay? Put away that from your tabernacles, from where you dwell. Verse 24. Notice one of the things that comes out of that. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defence, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. So prosperity is part of this, isn't it? God wants good things for his people. God is your defence. The Almighty shall be thy defence. Verse 26. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay thy vows. Notice also the next part here. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Okay? And the light shall shine upon thy ways. Now, notice that there are these, it's almost like a progression here, isn't it? And then you'll have delight in the Almighty and lift up your face unto God. So you're concentrating on the Lord. You're seeking him, your prayer, you're making prayer to him, he hears you, glory to God, and you're decreeing a thing. You're saying things that are going to make a change, because we are kings and priests unto God. We have been made kings and priests. We are royalty in the Lord. We are meant to reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. That's what the scripture tells us. So we can decree as kings. We can decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Verse 29, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. Okay. Verse 30, he shall deliver the island of the innocent, and it is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. So God is at work in his people as they put iniquity far from their tabernacles, as they go and seek him and go towards him, put God's law into your heart, pray, and we know that God is in his people. He's alive. He's light. He's light. And he's wanting to bring light more and more into our way. And as it says there, the light shall shine upon thy ways. Glory to God. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. This talks more about being children of the light and children of the day. And seeing ourselves as that is important, because that's our nature. It's our nature. So when things of darkness come, you're not in despair. You're not saying, oh, woe is me, what can I do? But you can see from what God is showing you that there is light in the darkness. Glory to God. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we're looking at start from verse 1. 1 Thessalonians 5, we'll start from verse 1 here. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, but that that day should overtake you as a thief. So he's saying you don't have to have ignorance about things. You don't have to have ignorance about what's happening, about the times and seasons and so on. Verse 5, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. So what's our nature?
Light.
We are children of light. We are the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Not of the night, nor of darkness. And unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. So we should be expecting light to come continually into our life. Continually into our life. Continually expecting light on certain things, understanding about certain things. And if there's pressure that comes on us, pressure to that is trying to cloud your understanding, then you need to take authority over that. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus and say, no, I'm not receiving that. I receive light, not darkness, in Jesus' name. Let me just read that again. Ye are all, verse 5, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. I think there's many Christians around who are sleeping. Okay, think about a person who's sleeping. Do they know what's going on around them? No, they don't, do they? They don't. If you're awake, as it says there, let us watch and be sober. If you're a child of light and a child of the day, you're not sleeping. You're not unaware. You know things. Okay, because you're not sleeping. Notice what it says in verse 7. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Okay, the breastplate talks about protection of your heart. And for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Helmet talks about protection of your mind, of your soul. Okay? For God, verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 10, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. So it's comforting. It is comforting to know that we are children of light, and that light arises unto the upright in the darkness. It's comforting to know that our path is being illuminated, lit up. It's comforting to know that the Word of God has answers for us that the darkness does not. There's comfort for us, and we should comfort one another. Comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Verse 12. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labour among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Okay, so it's important for us to know where we are. It's important for us to know that in the church there is structure. Isn't it lovely to know that you can have structure, the structure of the church in your life? Okay. Isn't it wonderful to know that you can have the Word of God in your life? That the Lord is in your life? Isn't that comforting? It is comforting, isn't it? Isn't it great to know that you have a relationship with the Father and that you can pray? This is comforting. This is something we can have peace about and rest in the Lord. We don't have to be in turmoil, and even if there is pressure that comes against us, if that pressure is torment, well, we know torment is not of God. Fear hath torment, and that's the fear of evil, fear of darkness, fear of the future. But notice what the Lord says: God has delivered us from all our fears, and he's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's the nature of God. It's the nature of God. I just want to finish with 1 Samuel 2, verses 7 to 10. 1 Samuel 2, 7 to 10. I pray that you've been comforted today, that the Holy Ghost has given you comfort through the words that's been spoken. Glory to God. 1 Samuel 2, start from verse 7. Praise God. And it says, "The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall be thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." This should give you comfort. Comfort in the Holy Ghost. Verse 9. "He will keep the feet of his saints." Think of that. The feet of his saints. Where are you going? He will keep your path. He will keep your feet going in the right way. "And the wicked shall be silent in darkness." Silent in darkness. Silent in darkness. We need to say, be silent. Be silent to those that are saying the dark things, to the darkness. We say, be silent in the name of Jesus. Be silent. "For by strength," talking about man's natural strength, "shall no man prevail." I have great hope for the future. I have great hope for the future because of what the Lord is showing us, what the Lord is bringing to light, so to speak. Praise God. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you have made us children of light. You have given us light. You have given us hope and direction. Father, I praise you and thank you that your people are waking up out of sleep all over the place. That your people are starting to be alert and sober and understanding rather than not understanding. Help those even in this city, Lord, to see your ways in Jesus' name. And if you can use us to help them, Lord, then please do so in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.